Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Consciousness Shift. We have a little something for you to listen to for a moment here. Give an ear.
As we approach 2012, then we'll be getting to where we're going to be building up the telepathic field that is able to become so unified and so focused and become so clear in its mind, so free of ego and so spiritualized that it can focus us, just like we saw these dancers putting their feet in the fire and getting the fire. People have done those fire walks. We can do anything. With God, all things are possible. No one thought the atomic bomb was possible. And it happened. This is the same. This is possible. This is the possible vision that in 2012 we are able to spring the serpent-polar rainbow bridge, because we have been practicing and developing increasingly large groups of human beings who are willing to be telepathic, biopsychic, electromagnetic batteries in unison with each other around the earth, projecting the same vision and the same image and holding that. This is an example and synchronized in time, because that's the whole point. Time is the factor of universal synchronization. We synchronize ourselves in time with a common purpose. We can create an effect that it will be universal, that will be irreversible, and that will be greater than the atomic bomb.
That was Dr. Jose Arquelles. As we closer and closer to winter solstice, when the galactic center aligns with our sun, it becomes increasingly important for us to engage each other all over the planet, and most emphatically in ceremony whenever we can. And tonight we have, and everybody please excuse my puppy dog who seems to have found something to bark at, and so I apologize. So anyways, tonight's show, we have two folks who are going to be putting a ceremony together, or who have put a ceremony together for August 4th in Las Vegas. It's called the Stargate Activation Ceremony. And Dr. Linda, Linda, will you please introduce yourself while I go take care of the noise?
Hello, I'm Dr. Linda Hostalek. And Reynolds, you want to say your name too?
Yes, I'm Reynolds Kamakavivoli from Hawaii.
And together we're doing the Stargate activation in Las Vegas in front of the MGM Hotel by the Lion. So we've been doing ceremonies together for a while here. And we began in St. Louis on the 23rd. Would you like to tell them about what happened on the 23rd of June? How we got led up to the 23rd of June? Because that's important as to how everything and why we're here now.
You did, from what I remember you telling me, Linda, you all arrived in St. Louis and did sort of a spontaneous ceremony there at the gates?
No, this was not a spontaneous ceremony. We were directed by Spirit about 3 weeks prior to that.
Okay, yes.
When we were in Hawaii, we were directed in Spirit to go underneath the ark and to do a particular ceremony for all of humanity. It was to restore the Christ light, to restore and to bless the entire world. And what we did not know at the time was that there was different mediums and channels that had been talking about that particular day, about the ceremonies and the alignments that would, about that particular day, how the ceremonies would help usher in a new way of being. And we were told that that ceremony was to be performed once every 26,000 years. So we had people contacting us from all over the world wanting to be a part of this particular ceremony in St. Louis. And so people can connect energetically, so we began to take names. We've been affectionately calling it the list. So we would put people's names on the list. We had people that were connecting in Tiwanaku. We had people that were connecting in China. We had people that were connecting in Europe. And so people were gathering together and bringing a consciousness to this particular moment in time. And we did our ceremony as we were instructed to by Spirit, Reynolds and I.
Mm-hmm.
And he was teaching, and I was holding space and reading those names. We had 350 names on this list. So with each name, I would read and I would channel the essence of that person. And at the end of the 350th person, somebody said, "Look up." And above the arch, a big rainbow around the sun. And I cannot describe to you the incredible feeling of the Christ-like, the consciousness, the shift that took place not only there, but as we would hear back from the people all around the world, that everybody in ceremony with us felt that shift.
That's incredible.
Like, it was the most amazing thing that I have ever seen, and I think that Reynolds had ever seen either. Are you there, Reynolds?
Yes, it was the most incredible sight, I can tell you, because it was in a clear blue sky, and it was exactly above the arch, and everyone looked at it and was amazed because they had not seen something like that before. That Christ light that came into the earth was seen and photographed in places like Indiana, Wisconsin, in so many different ways. And we know that because of that, that movement is occurring now, and that's why this whole thing is happening in Las Vegas. It's the most exciting time of people's life. And when this thing occurred in St. Louis, I can tell you a lot of people were touched, their life would change. And they had, until today, a real connection to what had happened there. And I wish we had more than the people that we had there, because this was for the whole entire world.
Yes.
But I would like to say that I really believe that there are many groups that are acting right now. I've had several folks on. I've been led to provide some resource in getting the message out, if you will, Nicole and I both, here on this show, because we have experienced folks getting together and doing ceremony to anchor this shift for the last, I don't know, Nick, what would you say, the last 6 months? It's been kind of intense.
Yes, it has been. Absolutely. Absolutely, and it keeps getting more and more intense. And so I know we're constantly amazed at just how much more intense it is, because it's the most amazing type of shift in consciousness, and then even more happens. And so we are just amazed that now, with this Las Vegas event, we can't even begin to imagine just how much more that's going to affect humanity. Because after this ceremony in St. Louis, we went up to a few other places in Wisconsin and Chicago and Indiana. We did ceremony at Serpent Mound. And on our way to Nashville, we stopped by Abraham Lincoln's birthplace. And that was a very, very special time, because as we went there, we connected with the spirit of Abraham Lincoln. And mind you, these ceremonies are always guided by Spirit. Spirit directs us when we do them, what we do them, what the purpose of them is. And Abraham Lincoln, essence, told us, you know, that we were to help to set the slaves free, to release bondage. And after that, some more meditations and inspirations from Spirit were showing us exactly what that meant, that it was bondage from all types of things, incarcerations, bondage from emotional thought forms, political prisoners. It runs the gamut. And as we began to start focusing on that and acknowledging this importance of this ceremony, all these shifts are starting to take place. And I have noticed whenever we go to do ceremony that things begin to loosen up as you would before the actual ceremony. So many people right now are feeling whatever imprisons them is kind of in their face, or they're trying to shift and change into something new because everybody is feeling this ascension process.
So, in one form or another.
Yes. So, and then we were told, too, because the arches also have become very important as far as symbols of the energy going different places. And we were shown that at the ceremony in Las Vegas that there's going to be arcs of energy and like these wavelengths radiating out into these different countries as well as into all the waters. And if Reynolds is on, he can speak more to that. I can't hear him there. I'm not sure. Are you on?
Yes, I'm on. I wanted to say that the emphasis were placed on different countries and two states in the world. And these were the first one, Germany, second, India, third, Arizona, fourth, Italy, UK, Argentina, New Zealand, Hawaii, and Mexico. These are the areas that it will impact because this ceremony, if when activated, will free the bondage. Everyone on earth has bondage, including animals, insects, whatever it is. Whatever it may be, they have bondage. And the reason for this is for years and years, many of us have worked hard to clear all those bondage and to heal it and have done many, you know, work to do regression work and those kind of thing, breath work. Those things are good. But now, this is the timing. This is the appropriate time to really take it in, absorb it, and then move out with it. I would recommend when we do this activation that everybody write down their bondage. Even if they don't think about it, they need to set it up there. So when this activation occurs, they can go through their all of the items and habits, bad habits, and whatever things there is that has held them back. Has held them back, and everybody knows it's something that's held them back. And that's the part that we introduce and we activate to break that bondage. And when it does, it will clear them. And we have many other things that we will include after this activation with healings and the portals that we're going to share, but which is key is to know how important this event is to everyone's life.
And it can be a thought or a
yes.
thought process or an emotion or something, an experience, right?
Right. You know, many people have a problem with conflict, forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
those
mm-hmm.
kind of that are very normal in everyday life, you know, not able to move forward because they feel like they're still in poverty level. Those are the kind of things that are, you know, makes us go into a setback. And I believe that if they understand this and, you know, if they really can come to this or, you know, send in their name, we can put their names on the list. But this is the timing. We have no time to really go back. We have time to go forward. And this is about the process with the Christ light that came on the 23rd.
Can you tell me, Reynolds, Linda, both of you, or one at a time, could you please tell me, so people will know, the people listening, what kind of, because not everyone will be there, but they connect with you, it's often good to know what kind of visualization and energy process they should work with to connect with you in Las Vegas on the 4th for this galactic portal.
You go ahead, Linda. I'll let you go ahead first, and then I'll share after that. Okay.
Well, I think the most important thing is to really open up your heart. So if you're, you know, sitting someplace, and it'll be at 11:11 a.m. for local Las Vegas time, to sit and open up your heart and get your entire core of light as open and as vertical as you can. And see that white light coming through and opening up and expanding your heart. But I would also, if you want to do a visualization, visualize that energy coming in through your crown chakra and all the way into the earth, but also like a big arch hitting all the other places. And if you feel any density in your energy body, which may be a thought form or some form of bondage, you know, maybe you have, like Randall said, a problem with conflict or a problem with alcohol or drugs or something. There's all forms of bondage that you can see and imagine that either disintegrating into light and having it flee your body, or that your white light just expands till you become pure white light. Because that's the Christ light, because it's the white light that comes in a rainbow form, because white is all the different colors together. So white is a very, very healing light. And it can connect all the way up into the stars, and you can also watch it connect, and connect with the forgiveness in your heart as well. Because it's a lack of love, self-love, or, you know, putting it towards somebody else, but it always goes back to yourself. You know, just feel that love. And truly, truly feel that love in every single cell of your body so that you can shift whatever that thought form or whatever the imprisonment is for you. Because as we do that, the light's going to come in through us and into the ground as well, and will arch into those different places that Reynolds was speaking about earlier.
So, using, I mean, you said at the beginning, and I think this is kind of a key for me, would be to visualize all of this energy and what you've said, but not to forget to use that portal, that arch.
Yes.
A threshold.
Yes. Reynolds, did you have anything to add to that?
Well, I think what is important is the intent.
Yes.
One of the key things to release that bondage is the intent. And the intention must be strong enough. You must want to have this go away.
That's why you suggest that they write it down first, right?
Yes, and it's important that they know that this is what they want. So they, when they write it down, they're committed, they have an intent, and they are proceeding to do the process. This is a very important process. In order for us to receive the change and to go towards ascension process, which is to be here on earth, that has to happen. And it is a clear thing for what is the beginning of the new you. And you will all, I can tell you something about this activation. Everyone that is involved with this activation will certainly feel something that is so different. They will be talking about it. They'll be feeling about it, and they will see it change in their own eyes, because this is divinely given. This is not like anything else in the world. This is so big that even those of higher leadership in the world need to be part of this. But, you know, it's hard. But those that are on, even on the street, they need this. And so we look forward to anybody and everybody, no matter who they are, to be involved in this. Yes, we would like to have the crowds and everything else, but we know they represent all the family and their family and the star family. This is all part of the change. And we are going thousands of miles just to do this for the people on our own. And this here is, you know, we are divinely serving And we know that this process, when it is completed, will change all of people. They will feel such a release from the bondage that they came with from all their past life and from the day one, from the time they came in to become a human. And this is very, very important. So it will go back for the many, many past lives that they have had. So we know this, and this is all possible. So this is a very special gift, Gwen, a very special gift given by the divine. And we are here to help us, help the people. And just like Lincoln said, you know, he freed the slaves, and he now wants the people to be freed. So we are just doing what needs to be happening, and this is the proper time.
All light to you. The ceremony itself, it will take place at 11 a.m. on in Las Vegas time, which would be Western time, Pacific.
I think it's Mountain time, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so folks really need to know that it's 11:11 Las Vegas time. And how long will you be holding or establishing this portal? And I see here that it's 6 sacred portals on your flyer. And I was wondering if you could enlighten what is meant by that.
I will share this to you. These are sacred portals that have been revealed in 2005. They are located there in Las Vegas at some very, very special places. And the reason for why this has been revealed and be part after this ceremony is that we need to share the information out. And the messages that we get from this portal is above the normal understanding. And those that are going to experience these portals, we'll be taking them to the sites. And, of course, and they will be able to receive the messages that come from that site and be able to write it down. These are messages that will begin to change their life, their understanding, their whole thoughts that they're by themselves and things that they are doing. We're so excited about this because we have found, you know, a few more, right, Linda?
Oh, yes.
And this is exciting. We want to share this with them. This is a part of the whole experience that you know of and why, you know, Las Vegas is much more than what we think it is.
And can you explain?
You know that. Go ahead, Linda.
It really helps to shift one's perspective when you stand in a portal. Yeah. I used to think Las Vegas was just a place to, like, the people went to go gamble or something. But to me now, it's a holy city because of these sacred portals. And because when you go to these portals, the messages that you will get, which some of them are collective, but there's also very special messages for you, so you can understand more of who you are, why are you here, and what are you supposed to be doing. You know, so it helps to answer those particular questions. They're very, very profound, and it's unlike anything else you'll find.
So I'm trying to get a lock on this and visualize in my head, even on the multidimensional level, these portals are anchored to Las Vegas.
Yes.
And is that because... Go ahead.
No. What I was going to say is it's the portals are in very specific places. Okay? So unlike some things, like, and this is different than the activation ceremony. The activation ceremony, anybody in the world can connect with us.
Right, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's like what we're going to do first. But then after that, the different portals are in very specific places. And in order to receive the benefits from those particular places, you have to physically be present.
But like being at a sacred site.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is, because these are six sacred sites. These are six sacred portals.
Okay.
And once you get there, Gwen, I can tell you, you will be moved. You will be a surprise. You will say that's not possible. And you will say, how come I didn't know about this before? And this is the whole thing behind of it, because you're the one that finds out for yourself. This is how exciting it is. When we do something here, it'll be so exciting that I bet you everyone that inside there will say, wow, this is something I never thought could happen in my life. And this is why we are sharing this. We are so excited about it. We know people are going to come. They're going to want to be a part of it. And when we do this, it'll be so sacred that some of those things that you will enter to will be a lot that a lot of people just don't know about.
Okay.
It's a very special experience.
Well, all of the ceremonies that I have seen, I have paid attention to intuitively, and the ones I'm hearing about, I have to say no other time more than now do we need all of these ceremonies, anything that is anchoring good light on this planet and helping to shift not just dimensionally but the paradigm here on Earth, because it's a roll-up-your-sleeve time for everyone, work-ahead type of thing. This is from my point of view. And with all of you wonderful light workers that are getting out there and providing the space for others to come and participate in ceremonies, it's really wonderful. I'm happy to help put the word out there and give you some place to bring the information. And hopefully you'll come back and let us know what's going on, too. Stargate activation ceremony, can you be a little more illuminating about that? Can you tell us about the star families you're working with? I'm sure there's folks out here listening who would like to know more of that.
Let Reynolds have that one, because he's okay. The
well,
really is the
master. Let me say something. I've worked with the Star family and just many times that we've been together, I've been receiving channels and making contacts and starships, and a lot of times I do have had this understanding that when they share something to me, it comes down very strongly. And we've had a contact with the Agarthians, which I'll let Linda share about. And these Agarthians have been living in the inner earth for thousands of years. And they have now wanted to make partnership with us. And that is a portion of it. But out in the universe, our star family are now proceeding to come together with us to work in partnership. And this Stargate is letting us know that they are part of it, they are sitting with us, and not only the star family. I'm going to include the holy ones. And many of the holy ones that we all know about will be at that event. That is a promise that was told to me about 3 days ago here in Hawaii, that they will be there in presence. So you should know that this is not only a sacred event, it's a holy event. And so the star family is out there that will open up this gate. When this thing opens, it will allow it to take out whatever there is that needs to be removed, open that up into the heart, and allow the new energy to come in.
Reynolds.
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry. By holy ones, do you mean masters from our past here on the planet Earth, or could
yes.
you talk about that for me?
Okay. I have had a very strong message from Christ.
Okay.
And Christ has told me that he will be present with me and the holy ones, which is whoever is the holy ones that people understand, because it doesn't mean we separate this from that. It means those that are the holy ones that have been understood by people,
mm-hmm.
and what they believe in, whatever it may be, because it doesn't separate us, those will be present along with whatever people believe in. And this is a very strong commitment that was given to me, and I had to do, like I say, a protocol to get ready for this. Linda, do you want to add something to that, please?
Yes, and we both do a lot of work prior to these ceremonies, because there is protocol that we have to do. You know, the Holy Ones demand that of us, because you know, we both had to basically commit to do this work. You know, I had to commit. There was an angel that came to me once, and basically before I could go any further, I had to devote my life to this with Reynolds. He had to do the same thing, that we could do this work. And because we have committed our lives to this work, we've been extremely blessed to be able to do these ceremonies and have the Holy Ones be there present with us. And so when the people come and they are sincere in their heart and they open it, they will have a holy experience because the Holy Ones are right there. And that's why we're called to do these ceremonies, so that people can experience this, not just for themselves, but for their families and for their loved ones, and truly for all the people on this earth, because we're all awakening and we're all going through this ascension process together. And so we all need to go through these periodic healings, getting rid of the past and evolving into the future human, because the future human doesn't look like the past human. In the Incan tradition, which is a tradition that I kind of grew up in, they talk about pachas and time cycles, and they say this time now is leaving the age of the warriors, so of the fear, of the bondage, you know, of all this war and all this self-centeredness, and moving into the time when we meet ourselves again. But who are we? We're beings of light and love. And because we're beings of light and love, we have to meet that. And what other better way to meet that than having the Holy Ones present with the Star Family to show us what that is like?
I see what you're saying. I do. I have a favor to ask my co-host. Nicole, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what's happening to my phone again?
What?
It's dying. So what I want you to do is to maintain while I call back in. Will you please do that for me for just a moment?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Linda, Reynolds, I'm signing off for a second and then signing back in, and Nicole has the show with you. So please carry on. I'll be right back.
Very good. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Reynolds, you said that Linda could tell more about the Star Family that connects with
you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Agarthians are a race of beings. They are star beings, and they came about 26,000 years ago in a white ship and came into the inner earth. They are the inner earth beings. They have been holding they have this very peaceful, wonderful society that has free energy, and everybody gets along, and there's no wars, and they're lovely. And what we have been very privileged to go in and witness is the way that they conduct themselves and their ways of being. Because, like he said, now they want to partner with humans. And in truth, they've been holding the space for the past 26,000 years. But it is only now, only recently, as of April 27th, that they've come up to actually partner with humans. And when Agarthian is partnered with a human, amazing things begin to happen. We have this one young boy who, and Agarthian kept coming and wanting to be partnered with him. And this young man had had several horse accidents and different kinds of injuries to his head, where he was in constant pain 24/7, had been to several of the major hospitals, and just was very, very unwell. And in my partnership with Agarthian, being taught what to do with him a little differently than I normally do in my healings, then his Agarthian came and wanted to partner with him. And since that time, this young man now has no pain, is leading a normal life, and is an inspiration to others, and has been shown that he's supposed to go and help other children, to help them, like in the hospital and stuff, to help them overcome their difficulties. And the change in him is remarkable. But this
that's
is
wonderful.
Possible for every person. I mean, that's an extreme example because of where he was and where he is now. But everybody has that potential with the right guidance. And the Agarthians
that's
are very, very... Go ahead.
So
that's
it was
wonderful.
His connection with his the Agarthian that came to connect with him, is that he found the way to heal himself, or through the connection he was healed?
Well, you know, it's kind of a whole bunch of things that go together. So he comes and Reynolds and I have been together with him, and the energy that the Agarthians bring, their guidance and their knowledge and the instructions, I mean, they teach. They come and they teach different ways of being, their Agarthian ways of being. And in their world, there's no sickness. In their world, there's no war. You know, so they have vibrational harmony. And so when they come and they teach vibrational harmony in whatever particular situation there is, in this particular situation, it was about healing. And granted, I mean, he had some healing work done and some other things, but it was his change in his perspective, in his attitude, and in his daily interaction with his Agarthian, which has shown him, like when he's having headaches, what to do for them so that they don't get debilitating and, you know, have the horrible, horrible pain. He's off most of his medication. And this young child, and he's a young child, is on several medications. So, and he's vibrant and bright now. And what we have seen in our travels is that there's other young people, which they may not be aware of Agarthians, but they would be very, very well paired with them because the children now have such a high vibration. And it's almost like they're coming here to help teach not just us adults, but the children as well, because truly they want our society to be vibrationally high because we've been toxic in the past and it's actually starting to affect their world underneath. So by increasing the vibrations of the humans that live on the surface, it also helps their world below. But the gifts that we have been blessed to witness are remarkable and have contributed greatly to our understanding of humankind in general and beings, in particular the different star beings, but specifically the Agarthians. And we'll be discussing that more in Las Vegas as well, because they truly can change your life. They truly can change your life.
So interesting.
Yes, the Agarthians Partnership. I mean, we're located on www.agarthianspartnership.com. You know, if you people out there want to see that, it's Agarthian Partnership.com. So they
can, I've been putting the websites into our chat room so people will have the will have them to click onto the link.
Okay, that is very good, and this is what's happening, and it's evolving into helping us to become better people. And this whole activation process, once it happens in Las Vegas, I tend to feel we will feel a big difference in the everyday life that we will proceed to have. And I know that it will change a lot of people. So we're very excited, Gwen, Nicole, about this event. We just want people just to come. They need to know that it'll be outside by the line, where the line is in front of the MGM Hotel. And we'd like them to get there a little bit early so we can talk to them to get them ready, because at 11:11 it will start. And we'll be on time.
So, Reynolds, now people can get a hold of you directly or Linda directly to find out more information at the Agarthian Partnerships at gmail.com?
Yes.
And may they find you through any phone numbers, anything like that that you would like to give out?
Sure. I would like to, anytime they can call me at this number, 808-937-3452, and I will answer that call or not leave that on the voicemail. And Linda?
And mine is 618-727-4652. And we're both available on Facebook as well.
And just to let you know that also along with the portals that we will be sharing, and you know, we will have traditional healing that will be also be available to those there, and so those will be for them if they need.
Yes.
And Reynolds, you work as a, when we were talking before the show, you were telling me you really do quite a bit. You come, though, from a traditional healing, a healing tradition native to the Hawaiian Islands. Would that be Huna? You're a Huna practitioner?
Well, basically, I'm a spiritual healer, a native
mm-hmm.
Hawaiian spiritual healer. Kahuna, which is what people call it, is when people see, you have to have the blood to become, to be kahuna. I have native Hawaiian blood, and
mm-hmm.
The people is the one that call you that. So before we do that or share that, the huna is always the, you know, the secret portion that is not being shared. Much of my healing methods comes from direct, from the divine, and from the star family. And so
you channel.
I channeled everything and worked right through it, and in seconds, yeah, worked through things. And so
okay.
Linda has a very special ability, and you know, and I've seen it work on a lot of people. We have done in Serpent Mouth, you know, about 30 people in about half an hour, and the
it's
things that we've
working together.
Yes, we work it together. It's really amazing sometimes, and people have come up with many, many types of situations, not only illnesses, but just emotional drama, and you know, been traumatic for them, you know, a lot of...
Mind, body, and spirit all work together. And so the root cause of any physical issue is a spiritual issue, and usually it's bridged with an emotional one as well. And so we both channel that love, which comes through the star family and the holy ones, and we can read what's in the person and bring that love, which helps them to shift. And we've been very, very blessed.
How long have you, the two of you, been working together?
Well, it began when March 17th, when we proceeded to meet each other, and we did the restoration of the holy city of Santa Fe. This was a ceremony that we did from March 17th to the 19th because, as you recall, there's not a known city in the U.S. that has that the holy city. And the restoration of the holy city of Santa Fe had begun, and we started there in March of 2012. And we have proceeded to do all of the different ceremonies, including at Shasta, the Holy Mountain of Shasta. And we went over back into Vegas to do the heart activation ceremony there at the same area, and then to St. Louis, and then to Serpent Mount. We have done at least five ceremonies together, really large ones, and we have seen what is done to people.
Yes. Because both of us, you know, have been doing this for a long time, independent of each other. But there's something magical that happens when we, since we've come together.
Yeah, you feel like you've known each other for 20, 40 years or forever. It's really apparent. It's amazing.
From the beginning of time.
Right.
Yes, we've just found each other again. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So obvious.
Yes, and this is very special. I feel that the divine has put us together again in this lifetime, brought us back together because of the knowledge and the way of life and our commitment to the people, our dedication, our love, you know, the aloha. You know, I like to mention how much the aloha is in this. It's, you know, coming here, all the thousands of miles to do this, it's a commitment, and it's about love, because only love is real. And so when we serve here, and we have such a commitment to the divine, and that's why I think this has all come out, so that we can talk to people and share this, you know, so all of them can come.
Reynolds, would you do me a great favor and explain to our listeners what the aloha really means?
Well, the aloha is basically, when you think about it, the aloha is like the face and the breath of God. You know, this is basically the breath of God. You know, and when you bring the aloha, it says you cannot deviate for, or just like say aloha. You know, you have to have it coming in from your heart, your being, your whole self, from who you are as one, and one with the other person. When you send in the aloha, you are one with that person. You don't separate them and say, oh, hi. You know, this is how clear it is. It's that love, and the Hawaiians have kept this until it was time to make sure that the whole world get that aloha and that ha breath, you know, that's there. So that is what is, you know, I want them to, Linda and I want them to experience this aloha. And I think this is really important now when people are going through some hard, hard times.
Yeah.
I think that's... Yeah, go ahead.
No, the time is now. Now it's time for, again, it's the changing of the posture, the changing of the time cycle, to go from, you know, warring and worrying and fear into pure love.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think aloha is that organic permeation of love that emanates from all things beautiful. And it affects everybody in the most beautiful, magical way.
Well, we all.
I was just going to say that while you were talking about the kahuna and the aloha, this tropical storm, lightning storm, has ripped through New York right now, and the trees are all on the side, and it's an incredible cleansing that's happening. So I just wanted to share that.
There you go.
There we go.
Education and healing.
You know, the wine, even in the water, then the rain. The rain brings in the, you know, when we look at the rain, we love it because it connects with our ancestors. Their tears are coming down to us and say, this is the time to cleanse and clear. We love you, but you must know about that. And this all takes apart order to have change, there has to be a shift. The weather is the big one.
Yes. Yes. Agreed. Yes. So you, Reynolds, you're in the islands in Hawaii. And Linda, where are you located?
I'm in southern Illinois. I'm a couple hours south of St. Louis.
Okay. So you
for
come together. You are coming together to do your ceremonies, and then you go back to your home, respective homes, to do the work you do every day. Is that about right?
Well, there's lots of shifts happening. I'll let Reynolds speak to that.
Yes. Well, we go back to our homes where we are, but very soon we'll be together to be at one home, Gwen, and that is in the plan, the divine plan, and we'll be working out here from Hawaii. And so just wanted to share that with you that soon.
That's nice.
Yes.
And where are you in Hawaii?
I'm on the big island of Hawaii, real close to Waipio Valley, which is the Valley of the Kings. And, of course, here is the place of, you know, where the volcano is, Madam Pele, and our snow goddess, Poliahu. And I fully understand this. Of course, there is the six caves of creation that's here that I usually do as part of a tour and share that to people. That's the Waipio Valley.
There's some ancient libraries there, too, just like there are in the San Francisco, which we'll be doing in October.
Yes, we'll be sharing that in October, the ancient libraries of San Francisco. That's another exciting thing that's coming up, Gwen.
Now you're really pulling me in now. You're talking my language here, folks. See, I'm a big freak on Alexandria.
Very exciting because in the ancient libraries, this will cover the past, the present, and the future. And this is the libraries that Linda has actually found, and we work together on this here, but she has really found this libraries, and we want to share it to people in October. We're coming up with those dates. I know that, Linda, if you have those dates, you can share it, then go ahead and share what you have.
I believe it's October 20th and 21st and 22nd. It's on our website, agarthianpartnership.com. So, and you can always email us at agarthianpartnerships@gmail.com, but you'll find it on the website there.
Okay.
And we've been very busy with that, the libraries, and we found three libraries there, and there's also libraries in Hawaii, and we will be doing retreats in Hawaii in the not-so-distant future because it's a beautiful place to come and heal and really experience the aloha, kind of like what the ceremony will be on the 4th, but a longer, more extended version where you can really just regenerate and refresh and renew. Because it's a time of renewal.
Perfect. It sounds perfect. Being somebody who works with flowers, that is one place that I have not gotten to yet that I would really love to. This Atlantean would really love to get out to move.
Oh, yes. Yes,
well, come visit us.
Yeah, this Atlantean must come to Lemuria and move.
The flowers alone, I mean, oh my goodness. In Denmark, they call me a Blumenmeister. that's what I work with is the divas. And I know Hawaii is like there's a large consciousness in the plant life there.
Oh, yes. And it's,
the aloha just permeates
here.
Out. Yeah.
Yes. It's beautiful territory. The whole mother. We are actually coming to the end of our show, and I want you to know that I recognize it as a cross-quarter day as Lammas, and at 11 a.m. Las Vegas time. time, I will be aligning with you and sending my energy, my light, wishing you all such, well, success is just there. You're just walking to it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We thank you. And, you know, Gwen, I just want to say that, you know, those that are listening to this show, just know that this event for you and your family, come here for your family. Come here for those that really need this to happen for them and free the bondage that has kept them and kept your family from moving ahead. And you will see the difference. I can promise you that. We love you all. And Linda, if you want to say some also remarks here.
No, also, we do love you all. And yes, please come for your family, especially those that are unwilling to change or unwilling to let go of their bondage. By holding the space here and directing that energy towards them, it will help to release their shackles so they can be free and they can be in whole. You know, and that's what we're all striving for. And it's love that releases, and it's love that heals. So,
also, it's on August
4th.
Yes, August 4th and at 11:11. But please come in early. Those can come outside and be outside there. And so outside by the lion, just if on the street there.
And it's underneath the lion, which faces New York, New York.
Yes, we are going to face New York.
Okay. Because they have a couple of different lions.
Yes, by the Statue of Liberty, facing the Statue of Liberty. So,
how appropriate is that for the releasing of the bondage and stepping into liberty?
Yes.
Awesome.
Freedom.
So, yeah. Freedom.
Yes.
Thank you both.
Thank you both for being on.
I hope you will come back and tell us how it went and share with us what the experience was for you there. Please.
Love to do that. Yes.
Yes, we send our deepest aloha to you, Gwen and Nicole. May we ask the blessings upon both of you and your families and those that are listening on this radio show, that they hear us, what we're sharing, and be there on August 4th. Or send, you know, an email that you want to be on the list. We'll put your name down. We love you all out in the world.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ronald. And Linda, thank you both.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. I really enjoyed listening to both of you.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
been
we
an
enjoyed
experience.
Both of you too.
Yes, we did.
We'll meet again.
So, yeah, there you go. You
aloha.
Know that's true. Aloha.
Take care.
Thank you.
We'll see you at August 4th, at least in spirit.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. That's our show for this evening. I want to thank Reynolds and Linda for being so kind and coming to share with us. We look forward to hearing them again. Nicole? Hey.
Hey. Thanks, Gwen.
Thank you for being here, buddy.
Always.
And that is our show for this evening. We will be back. We'll be back next Thursday for the Consciousness Shift with Nicole Tomasini, the I Love Nicole Show, and Gwen Berry. And don't forget, August 15th, daughtersofisis.com. Go find some new bottles to buy. Okay, thank you all. That's it, baby. Good night. Aloha. That's much better.
Aloha.